Hey Steve.
Hey,
Hey, thank you for calling
how's it
back.
going?
Mike here with Hoff and Mazer.
Yeah, how are you
Okay, how you
doing? I
doing?
just got back into town. Good.
Oh, nice. Okay, so were you out for vacation?
Yeah, I was down in St. Croix, so the Virgin Islands. So,
Okay, nice.
yeah.
Well, I hope you blew some
Yeah.
steam
I
off.
heard. Yeah, definitely. Tony tells me you guys have had some good phone calls and things are
Oh
going good.
yeah. Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly what I wanted to update you about. And I spoke to Tony. I spoke to Scott was there as well. Jay was there, and we had a pretty productive discussion last week. So I just thought I would keep you in loop, and just keep you posted about the next steps from here. So you must have seen over the email, Tony sent me some feedback. He gave some feedback over the call as well. And with what they sounded, I think they're pretty happy with how the designs have come out and the designs approved as well. We need to make some few changes that Tony recommended. He's of course the first hand, he's the first person who's going to be using the application, I suppose. So he gave us some good feedback about how the pricing is going to work and everything. And we had a pretty good discussion. Now we will make some changes to the design with what Tony suggested. But those are like very minor feedback here and there that we'll incorporate. And essentially, starting this week, we're moving into the development of the application as well. So that's one good news.
That's great.
Yeah.
Good.
Did you get a chance to look at the design?
I have not yet. I haven't had good access down there, but from talking to Tony, he seems really happy and excited about it. So, and I told him, I said, look, the reason I'm not hovering over you guys is because I want you to get exactly what you want. You know
Right.
what you need to let your customers or your suppliers. You know our vision of IRT, so I'm kind of, this is the first time I'm actually stepping back and letting these guys run with it. So it's hard to do, but at the same time, I feel good about where we're at.
Yeah, and I can confirm that,
Yeah.
after the last call you and me had, I think Joe's in fact Tony is much more looking after the project, and he gave me good time over the last week's call as well. I think we had a more than an hour's discussion. I walked them through both the boards for both the supplier and the buyer's designs, and I think he seemed to be pretty happy. So, and I'm sure he must have given you good feedback about the designs as well. Did you get to speak to him?
He did, yeah. I talked to him for about a half an hour, 45 minutes on the phone, and he seemed pretty good. So, yeah, we've had some internal talks as well, and so, yeah, I'm happy that we're moving forward with it. I'll go through the design with him in the morning,
Okay.
just to get a feel for it. But like I say, once we get our back room going, where it identifies what board is where and where it belongs, we're it's big.
Definitely, yeah. And sorry.
Oh, sorry, I was just clearing my throat.
Okay, I just wanted to say that I will be sending out the revised designs, with the little feedback that Tony's given me. That's going to help, streamline the flow and iron out any discrepancies with the flow and how it actually compares with your offline process right now, your conventional process with buying. So that feedback is going to be available. The updated designs are going to be available sometime this week. Now, this should be in about 2 days. So even if you don't get time over the next few days, you can expect the revised designs from me towards the end of this week, so you can look at that together with Tony, and then you can give me a final approval or like a final feedback, so we can, we will proceed forward with the development anyway, because we'll start structuring the development side, we'll start structuring the basic side of the application, that's the login and the back end and everything. And in the meantime, if I can get your, final approval as well. We can take this forward, and at full scale, we can start the, we can proceed the development process.
That sounds great. All
Right,
right.
now one,
I'm
yeah.
excited.
Likewise, same here. And one thing I discussed with Scott as well, if you recall on the last meeting we had, you and me, you mentioned that Scott is leading the database or the robots back end that you mentioned about. and I did try and confirm with him in more than one ways, and he mentioned that, you know, he has the pictures, the high definition pictures for each of the products, while Tony has the the list of the items and their essays that he's going to send over to me, and that's all that these guys have. So once again, we need to establish.
We have the economic analysis that we use that goes with that, so you'll be able to pull right off of that. So it'll all be in there, and it'll pull off the gold markets. And so I'll go through that with you and show you. There's another part of it than just the assays. You know what I mean?
Oh, there is?
Probably you don't. Yeah, so like when we send this stuff into we send the circuit board, we pull the recycled.
Mm-hmm.
We have to pay somebody to do that. And there's different terms, and they take deductions on metals, and they pay for this, they don't pay for that.
Right.
They pay 90% for this gold and 60% for silver. So we have all that worked out in an economic analysis that we'll give you that will just, those categories, that pricing will feed off of that category. You really won't have to do much with that once it's locked down. But I'll share with you.
Okay, so I think in that case, I think I'd have to have you and Scott on a call together sometime, let's say next week, if that's okay with you. And if you guys have something better, like you mentioned, we can look at it together on a screen sharing Zoom meeting, if that's okay with you.
That's great, because we have 53 different categories.
Mm-hmm.
And growing, and all our terms are in there. And like the guys come in the morning, they plug in gold, silver, platinum, and copper markets, and it tells them the 100% recycled value of the board,
right.
And then it gives them what they can pay the customer. So.
Okay. So, I mean, I hope that's a cloud database, and as long as it is, and it's something that we can connect with the app essentially, then I think we should be good to go. However, like I said, I spoke to Scott, and he didn't have anything better than the pictures, the high-quality pictures that you also mentioned about some time back. But anyway, I think let's pick off of this next week when I have you and Scott together on a call, and that way we can get this out of the way, because now we're getting into the development, and we're going to start setting up the back end as well. So we would need the APIs to connect to that system that you have sooner than later, right?
Okay. Yep, that sounds good.
Right. One more. Yes, sir.
And I'll have everybody, I'll get together with everybody tomorrow too and go over everything so everybody's on the same page.
Right, and if you can take me on a call as well whenever you guys are sitting together on the application, that'd be wonderful. That way, if I have any questions, I can just confirm from, you know, each of you and get the answers so we can expedite the process, right?
Okay. That sounds great. Okay.
One more thing, Steve, that you wanted me to update you on. We discussed this briefly last week. One of the requirements that came up from your team was the Spanish version of the application, and I confirmed this last week on the last call with your team as well. And I think they need it, but they were, you know, they wanted it at the time when the app is completed. Now, of course, that's going to be available at the time when the app is completed, but we need to start building it right now. Unless we have to take it on we have to take it over on a second phase after the app goes live. And after.
And what was your cost on that?
Yeah, so I worked out the cost. There's two different types of costs that I worked out with the team. One is if we do it after we go live with the application, and then we have to restructure the application to incorporate the Spanish version. We'd be looking at somewhere about $12,000-$13,000 of legwork. That's our cost of doing this for you, right? However, if we do it right now within within this development phase, while the app is not structured in terms of development as yet, we're looking at somewhere about $6,500 is the quotation that came out for doing the complete native version of Spanish that is going to be bilateral and is going to switch within the application. So you wouldn't have to create another login. If there is a user that wants to read the application in Spanish, they simply would, they would have a toggle button with which they could toggle, to the Spanish version and likewise back to the English version.
Okay. perfect. Okay, that sounds good. If Tony gave the okay for that, then let's do that. And I'll touch base with him tomorrow again. But, yeah, I'm fine with that.
All right, perfect then. So if you guys think that you would need this in the first phase, let me get this going as well while we start the development. Now, the third thing that I wanted to put across you, Steve, is that we are, like I mentioned, we're moving into the development of the application, right? So that means that the second phase, the second milestone of the app process has elapsed, and now we have completed the design phase, and now we are moving into development. So I would like to request you to go ahead and if you could make the payment for the second installment that was supposed to go out after the design is completed, which it is now. So if you're ready to do that, I can send you the billing details. And I would request you to make the wire so we can, get going, and I can mobilize the development team at my end as well.
That sounds great. Are you okay if I send it the wire after we go through the second design phase that you updated?
That's in a couple of days, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's all right. I thought we could start the development immediately, but if you want to wait until that, that's not a problem at all.
Okay. It's going to take me that long to catch up. So.
Okay. All right, that's fine. So, yeah, I'll send you the wire details. I think you already have them, but I'll send you the details anyway. And whenever you feel comfortable after looking at the second phase of the designs, you can just go ahead and, make the payment as well, right?
Perfect. That sounds great.
All right, man. Steve, thank you for your time. I hope to connect with you sometime later this week whenever you've spoken to your team and whenever you guys are sitting together, and we can take it from there.
Perfect. All right. Well, have a good night.
You as well. Take care. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.